Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show. I'm Sally Barker. Each week I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise with us. Joining me on the show today is Katrina McLeod from Cullen McLeod Lawyers. How are you, Katrina?
Great, thank you, Sally.
Now, today we're talking about saving on legal costs. Now, I think sometimes it is a bit scary wondering how much it's going to cost for, you know, for anything to go and get some legal advice.
Absolutely.
But you've got some tips on how we can actually save our costs and, you know, do a little bit of a plan before we actually have to go in.
Absolutely. So it's a common problem in all businesses across all areas. So at a certain time, people will need to see a lawyer. They may need to see a lawyer in relation to drafting a lease for their business premises. They might have a dispute with their landlord over the lease and be potentially being turfed out or tempted to be turfed out. So it goes across everything from buying and selling businesses through to the documents that you need. And in all of those specific areas, it's really critical that the person that's buying the services knows the best possible way to get the real value out of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a very stereotypical and probably based pretty much on things that have happened in the past that lawyers are literally just there to bleed clients dry and that's the job and that's all they do. And working in and around a profession, a business where that's the stereotype, you know, there's reasons for those stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And there's reasons that they're absolutely not true. Yeah. So how you approach your lawyer, how you approach the transaction becomes really critical, and you can take ownership of that and really get value, which is what you're looking for. I think a client should always just be thinking legal costs are just one part of their entire business. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to justify the furniture you bought. Why is that good value? And I would say, you know, treat a lawyer exactly the same.
So is it something that we should have in our budget, a bit of money for legal advice?
I think
legal services.
I think some large corporations, businesses do budget for their legal costs. I think the really useful part of that is that if you need a legal service, think of the budget that you need. So rather than setting aside potentially for the year, because you don't know what's going to come up, and especially in the area of arguments and disputes. But the concept of having a budget is a great one. So if you need a lease drawn up, you know, okay, I can afford X, Y, Z. So be really clear with it. Speak to a lawyer that will understand that and be really open about it. Or if you're in a dispute, maybe you've sold a business and the person who bought the business from you has now set up a business opposite you on the other side of the street. And of course, they've got all the relationships. So you're just sitting there watching all your former clients go to the business opposite you. In that case, you're going to have a dispute. And there are ways to minimise the pain and the cost of that, which, for example, will be going to your lawyer and saying, OK, I've got a budget of X, or I hear you lawyers all charging time. Are you going to charge me for every single minute? Are you going to sit in the toilet and think about my case and charge me? And that's one of the common perceptions. And, you know, I joke, we all joke, but it probably came from somewhere. Some poor client probably did have a time where, you know, he was charged for every single second and someone sitting in the toilet. But the better option is to work out, okay, how can I get certainty? And thinking of it just as a business expense, how do I get certainty can be, for example, having different models. So saying, I've got a budget of X. I need you, lawyer, to tell me exactly what you can do for this and for this amount of money. And a lot of clients don't have those discussions. They feel they go to the lawyer and a lawyer's all suited up and they feel there's a little bit of a power imbalance in some cases. So I generally say, you know, treat a lawyer just as any other service provider. Treat them like your plumber.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't give your plumber an open-ended ability to fix your toilet, give you a bill 3 months later that you have to pay.
Yeah.
So I guess treat your lawyer like a plumber could be a good good way to think about it.
Wow, that is an interesting way to think about it. Well, why is it important for business owners and just everybody to understand that there will be times that we will need legal advice?
I think because it's protection. So you're investing for protection. So say, for example, you're going into business with someone. Everything's fantastic at the beginning. That's why you're going into business. You have common interests, common products. You like the person. You've been friends for 10 years. You know how they work. It's going to be fantastic forever. But my experience is that 99% will be great, but the 1%, it may fall apart. You might start having disagreements. So protecting yourself against that protects the relationship, protects the business, and gets it all out in the open at the beginning. So in that case, for example, you could have certain documents, shareholders agreement, business agreements, that you invest the money to get those right, and then they help the business going forward. So they set it out at the beginning. You're really being forward thinking. And it's all about protecting this business that you've built up that is, you know, especially for small businesses in West Australia, they're, you know, the real heart and soul of who they are. The families are involved, often family businesses as husband, wife, family members. Mm. So if the business, if something goes bad with the business, it doesn't just impact on that. It's a much bigger thing.
Mm. So if you are thinking about setting up a business with someone else,
yeah,
and you are in discussions, you know, with a lawyer like yourself, can that oftentimes show some cracks before?
Handled badly, yes. Yeah. And yes, so that's why one of the most critical parts is to find lawyers. And this I say to basically, I call it my brother-sister philosophy. What would I tell my brother and my sister about lawyers? What would I tell them to do? Mm-hmm. So you have to see lawyers and get lawyers that are people and skill-based first. So they've got to be, in my view, they've got to be have really great people skills, and they've also got to have really good skills and experience. Mm. They need to know how to draft the document. They need to know the law. But equally important to that is that they need to be able to understand the dynamics between you and your business partner. So they need to tread lightly in some cases and be a little bit more specific in other cases. So it doesn't work for any, it doesn't help any business to go and say, okay, well, I can tell you that in 7 years, the statistics are probable that you're going to have a dispute and disagree and, you know, this could all go downhill. A lawyer with good people skills won't say that. Mm. They'll say everything is going really well. There's certain things you need to be aware of down the line. These generally happen to other people, but it's best to protect yourselves. And we'll be honest and say, whilst everything's going really well, turn your mind to this. So those people skills are really critical. Mm. Otherwise, an example I've seen is a friend of mine was buying into a business, and it was a national Australian business, and everything, they'd pretty much got all of their everything that they wanted, and they just came to the lawyer to kind of rubber stamp it. And the lawyers got so finickety between the two of them, both sides. So they were so picking every small detail, bringing up things that the parties themselves had already said, we understand this, we know this, but we've chosen not to progress with this for X, Y reason. So what actually happened was that the two lawyers between them very nearly scuppered the whole deal because of the way they approached it. So again, that goes, and there was a lot of legal fees charged for that, which again goes back to get the right people who happen to be lawyers. I think it's a people skills business. It's relationships. All that lawyers are doing are relationship based. They're building relationships, they're helping relationships. And then when the relationships go bad and sometimes turn into a dispute, it's even more critical that they can look at you. I can look at you and say, okay, I've formed a sort of a risk analysis of you. You may or may not be the kind of person who has $200,000 to spend and go to Supreme Court trial. I can tell you, yes, there's a high chance you're going to win, but a good human being, a good lawyer with people skills will say, okay, your risk profile is not that. You might have four small children. You might have two that are twins and 2 years old. And the last thing you probably need is 18 to 24 months of me in your office or you in my office telling you what is going to happen next, bringing you in, giving you, making you write documents to file in court, sworn evidence. So it has to be tailored to the individual. And again, like you going back to what you said with the budget, you can have a budget that is X. So a decent lawyer has to know what's the best possible way to get the solution, the best solution within those parameters.
So is that something we can say? Can we come in and say, listen, I need this done. This is my budget. And then the lawyer can say, well, yes, this is the way we can do this.
I absolutely think so. I think that's a really great way to go.
Okay.
So, and what that does is really focus the lawyer on the outcome-based solution. Mm. So if you don't, in my opinion, have those kind of thoughts in your head and are trained that way, then the lawyer, some lawyers will see it as a sort of step-by-step process. So getting to a decision, whether it's in court, privately, could be steps 1 to 30. So without being truly outcomes-based and budget-based, they can just keep going step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. Whereas if you come in and say, I've got a budget of X, tell me what your strategy is and what your outcome you think I can get for this. And that really focuses the lawyer into, okay, that's probably equivalent to, say, 30 hours of work. So in that 30 hours, this is what I suggest we do. Mm-hmm. And what that really does is take away a lot of the, what I call the extra, so the sort of Rolls Royce. So I could give you, assess your position, give you a beautifully written 4-page letter of your legal options, what you could do. That's great. Looks fantastic. I feel pretty great because it looks pretty and nice. I feel good because you've got something to take away, which you need later to be able to discuss it with the decision makers in your life. But that would be far better done with, for example, a memo with dot points. Mm. So say, you know, here's what you've told me. Here's what the problem is. Here's some potential solutions and here's some costings. Mm. And that can be done into a 2-page memo. Take away all the very nice, beautiful writing, but get to the absolute heart. Mm. So when a client is very budget focused, a good lawyer will very quickly move to that. Or what I would say to clients is say, here's my budget. Here's my preferred way of dealing with you. And here's what I don't want. So I don't want big, long letters. I want short, zippy emails and short, zippy memos. I want you to pick up the telephone and telephone the lawyer on the other side, which, again, cuts down costs like nothing else and get to a face-to-face meeting as quickly as possible. Because, you know, the old concept of lawyers just sending letters back and forward to each other, you know, it's very self-gratifying for the lawyers. Mm. It's extremely expensive. And in my opinion, very rarely gets to a solution and an outcome as quickly as you can. Mm. I was just speaking to someone outside and we were talking about it. She used a great term, which was lawyer ping pong.
Yes.
And I asked her if I could use that. She said, absolutely. But that's a perfect example. You want to cut the lawyer ping pong, and which having a lawyer, going back to the people skills, that actually knows how to talk, will pick up a telephone, will actually suggest a face-to-face meeting as quickly as possible. Mm. That's gold for basically your return on your expenses.
So as a client, we can come in and dictate to say, I don't want any of the fluff. I want you to be straight to the point. I don't want you to be sending letters back and forth. I want you to get on the phone and get this sorted.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful. So, that's, yep. I had no idea that you could do that.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to get these messages out, because if you – I'm on almost a bit of a sort of crusade to take law away from being the – highbrow profession of people who have gone to various law schools and then come down and I decide what you're going to do with your dispute and with your transaction.
Mm.
Instead, it's okay, this is your matter. Just literally, if we think of the plumbing analogy, this is your toilet. So if you come into a shop, you say, okay, I don't want that toilet. You know, I will try and toilet person will say, here's the whole flashbang. It's got gold rims. It'll play music while you're going to the toilet.
Yeah.
You're like, that's all lovely, but I don't want that. Yeah. What I want is your basic model that will actually deal with the fact that I go to the toilet.
Yeah.
So absolutely. And that's what I would do. And that's what I say to clients is, you're the consumer. We call it a client, but ultimately a lawyer is just a business selling your product. You're entitled to go in and say how you want it, what you want. And then, you know, they will come back and say, okay, in this case, what I would usually say is that for the very first letter to the other lawyer, that should be in a letter and it should put your position as strongly as possible. So that should be written because they have to give that to their client to persuade them. So that's very important. But in my opinion, there's very little need for lawyer ping pong thereafter. Pick up the telephone, organise a face-to-face meeting, and that definitely helps. And as a consumer, if you think of it just as a consumer, I don't know how popular I'll be in the legal profession, just think of it as buying a toilet. I've reduced our entire job to a toilet.
What you've done is you've personalised it. As you said before, you can be a little bit intimidating. Like lawyers can be a little bit intimidating. Yeah. And as a client who doesn't often go and, you know, and need that service, you can feel like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. But you've just given us an insight into what we can do. And you know, if we don't have that big budget and we don't want to, you know, all the, you know,
change the law, you just want your problem solved.
I just want the problem solved. Thank you so much for letting us know that.
Thank you. So feel free, you know, to treat me like a plumber and buy a toilet next time you think about legal services.
No worries. Thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Katrina McLeod from Cullen McLeod Lawyers, proud station sponsor.
My pleasure. Thank you.